B-Pod Studios.
Tamani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Wendy, you said in your email to us that you and your boyfriend David have been together for a year, and it was kind of hot and heavy at first, and now things have cooled off?
Yeah, we've been really happy, see each other all the time, going out, and I want to say, over to the last month or so, I kind of noticed a difference in him. You know, he's just been kind of less available, and he actually said to me that, you know, he didn't want a breakup, but he needs a little bit more time for himself. So I'm like, And so let me tell you, my girlfriend was out one night. I was at home, and my girlfriend, Kelly, texted me, and she was like, so I saw David at Chili's with some chick. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. So I texted him right away. I was like, hey, so what you up to? And no response. So I gave him maybe 15, 20 minutes. And I was like, you might as well just tell me what you're doing because, you know, Kelly told me that she just saw you at Chili's with some girl. And then he responded back and he's like, LOL, that's my coworker.
Okay, and you don't believe him?
No, I don't. I don't believe him. Why are you at Chili's with your coworker at 9 p.m., you know? And it's just, you know, just very funny that all of a sudden he needs the space and my girlfriend saw him out with him, with some girl.
Yeah, I don't know? I buy that either.
Maybe it is the coworker, but maybe there's also something else going on with him and the coworker. I'm just guessing here, but.
With the way this is going to calm down.
I really need to find out.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Well, listen, we're going to give David a phone call. If he unfortunately doesn't send the flowers to you, try to be quiet because we want to hear what he puts on the note, okay? That could tell a lot about a relationship.
Okay.
All right.
This is David.
Hi, David. You are just the guy I am looking for. My name is Kristen. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company locally, and we're trying to get our name out there, so we're calling a couple people and seeing if they would like to receive $100 in beautiful free red roses in exchange for just telling...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Some of their friends about our business.
Thank you. That's very sweet of you guys. I don't really have anyone that really needs them, though. But thank you, though. I really do appreciate it.
David, you don't have anyone you're romantic with in your life?
No, nothing like that. But thank you very much. It's very sweet of you guys.
What about Kelly?
How long
you been dating her?
You guys check out my Facebook before you called. I've known Kelly for, I guess, about a month now or so.
So how long have you been dating her?
Like I said, about a month here or so. We met through Tinder.
Okay, so what about Wendy? Are you just dating them both, or how's that work?
No, nothing like that. I don't know. Wendy and I dated for... really about a year. But I didn't really feel like she was interested anymore. And just kind of was fizzling out.
Okay, well, how about you just take those flowers and you can just shove them up your ass? Because this is Wendy, you idiot. Are you serious? You were dating Kelly and me at the same time? You were on Tinder looking for dates while you were dating me?
You were seriously calling me with your friends pretending to be the flower company?
David, you're on the Manny, Rory, and Loren morning show on War of the Roses. We catch cheaters.
Is this like I a love gag to hear this. With your friends or something?
No, this is a radio station.
I think it's hilarious that you couldn't tell the difference between Loren's voice and Wendy's voice, though, and you basically just confessed the whole thing to your girlfriend without recognizing that that was her voice.
Look, Wendy. Look, I'm sorry. Like, you really haven't been that interested for the last few months, okay?
I haven't been that interested.
Honestly, I've been thinking that you've been cheating on me now for a little while as well.
Stop it. Don't you dare try to turn this around and pull a reverse psychology on me. Like, this is absolute BS.
I've been calling you crazy.
You came to me and said, oh, I need my space. Like, you know, and I tried to, you know, accommodate you and not push it because, you know, I really care about you. And we've been dating a year. I just don't want that to go to waste. But you mean to tell me that you're out here on Tinder while you're dating me? Like, why not at least be honest about it? You know, that would have been the stand-up thing to do. But you had to sneak around my back.
Okay, we weren't doing anything. You weren't talking to me. Okay, I thought you were done. All right, and so, yeah, I went on a few dates with a girl.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done, all right. This is it. Like, I cannot believe you.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings at kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.